Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action, crush your goals. Speaking of optimizing performance, we now have trained AI employees ready to help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the cost of a human employee. If you're interested, send me a DM on Facebook at JT Literally. Let's have a chat, see if that makes sense for you. Today's guest is Ben Camille. Ben is America's foremost travel insurance expert. He is founder and CEO of Travel Defend, North America's leading travel insurance brokerage. Ben, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Hey man, thanks for having me. Really happy to be on your show. I think something that really gets lost in translation, I've kind of found this in my own business as well, is really just having your eyes open to opportunities. And that's so important in business. Like let's say I said to you, how many blue cars did you see today, right? You may think, I don't know, maybe a couple, I'm not really sure. If I told you at the beginning of the day, I'm going to give you $1,000 for every blue car you saw, you would have a definitely clear number there, right? And so I find that that is so important in just every aspect of the business, is that, you know, once someone tells you, you know, a new fact, or you hear a new name, all of a sudden you start to see it everywhere, right? So these things are all around us. And there's so many ways to grow your business and make it, you know, competitive, have a competitive advantage to your business. But I think that a lot of people get blinders on, and that's what I try to do, is really be super open-minded and really look at business from all aspects that you maybe haven't done before. That would be my answer.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And you're talking about something called frequency illusion. And it's the idea that these things were already around. You were already noticing them before, but now somebody has called attention to your brain, and now your brain is singling them out. Your brain's a weird thing, right? Too. And it's like, it's against us. It's against entrepreneurship. It is against you going out there and exploring in the world, because exploring in the world creates risk, and risk creates threat, and we got to survive. And so you kind of have to rewire your brain there, like what Ben's talking about. And so what are some of the things that you've seen, Ben, as you've taken those blinders off? What are some opportunities that just showed up now that you were looking around?
Right. I mean, it's literally the business that I'm doing right now. It came out of that. I used to run luxury tours for almost 20 years, and COVID obviously destroyed us, just like it has with, you know, many other businesses. And coming out of COVID, I mean, I used to run super high-end luxury. We're talking $100,000 to $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 just for 1 week, okay, of the event. And so we had really super high-end clientele. And I realized no one is going to book these tours without travel insurance. So I became super obsessed with it, just saying, not just like buying paper that you can throw in the trash. I mean, something real, right? To say, okay, how do we actually get people paid in real life? And so I started to just delve into that world. And I soon realized, I was like, you know what? This is a better business even than tours, okay? And so this is a whole story, but just to answer your question quickly, we basically stopped doing tours and just moved into travel insurance brokerage, helping thousands and thousands of clients. And that's something that I was in the same boat as probably millions of other tour operators. How many tour operators stopped what they were doing when they saw a better opportunity? I can tell you how many, zero, because we're the only one in America doing what we do. So that's a perfect example of actually, listen, I did tours my whole life. It's not just an easy transition, like, oh yeah, just go do something else. I mean, you really have to be open to opportunities and see. And when the numbers, you look at them, you say, you know what, this is actually a better business. And so I did that myself, and it's not easy.
Yeah, you know, I have a former client of mine that ran a high-end travel agency, and he was on his way to his first $10 million year, about to hit eight figures, and then COVID just smacked him right down. He was able to recover and hit it afterwards, but yeah, it's brutal, man.
A lot of us were there. It was a struggle, actually, because a lot of my friends personally were not in my industry. Everyone's doing great. All these people are like, oh, we love COVID. COVID's fun. You know, we get to be here. And I was like, whoa, whoa. For me, it was really traumatic in my family, but you know, I know a lot of people did well. And I want to give another example. A friend of mine, And this is at the time when that really smacked down my business. I couldn't think clearly, and I certainly couldn't see opportunities. A friend of mine, he's not in the healthcare space at all, real estate, and he just started opening COVID clinics. He realized, you know what? You can get a nurse for, you know, not expensive. You get these little, you know, tests, these throwaway tests, and you charge $100, $200 a pop, and you're doing COVID tests all day. I mean, it was unbelievable. He started opening them all over Los Angeles. And it's just such a perfect, he knew that wasn't going to last forever, but it's a perfect example of someone who just saw the landscape and said, I see an opportunity and I'm just going to go for that, you know?
Yeah. And that's a great kind of theme. It's a great another example. One other thing that stands out when you were saying that is I sat down with this guy that I knew, and I was young and broke, and I'm getting on a plane and I see my friend and he's sitting in first class. What do you do?
Yeah.
And he, I want to sit there, you know? And he says, he runs basically a payday a check cashing place. And he owns mm-hmm. like 70 of them. And, wow. And I was like, wow, that's impressive. You know, how'd you get started on that? And he said, well, his father ran a grocery store. And one day he decided to start cashing checks for 1%. And then within 6 months, he was making more money doing that than running the grocery store.
Right.
And so he started an empire. Yeah.
That's
you got to
awesome.
Keep your eyes open there. And I love where I always ask that question at the beginning. I never know where it's going to go, but I love that. Where that went, because if you open up, there's so much opportunity around you. And that's essential to being successful as an entrepreneur. And so tell us a little bit about, you saw the light, you saw travel insurance was more lucrative and an easier, better job or business than doing the tours themselves. Talk to us a little bit about what that is and how it impacts people.
So basically what happens is, but without us, right, how do people buy travel insurance, right? They either go to company themselves, AIG or Allianz or whatever, or you know, you go to Squaremouth, like an Expedia type site. There's 100 options. Now, do you know what you're buying? No, you don't know what the hell you're buying, right? Nobody does. And so the fact is that there's no loyalty to any of that. And so we have, you know, thousands of luxury clients. We have a concierge service. They call us. And let's say you're going $50,000 trip to Africa, for example, right? You want to protect that 50 grand, make sure you have medical coverage. Again, you don't know what to buy. You don't know what the hell anything is. And so our team is experts at that. We'll guide you. We'll do the paperwork for you. And then most important, we'll make sure you get paid in real life. We'll make sure you're medically protected, right? We bring now millions of dollars to these insurance companies, and we have tremendous power there. You know, we have our own dedicated claims analyst. And the best part is we don't add any cost. We don't add a penny to the cost. The commissions that travel insurance offers are massive. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, you would never believe how massive it is. You know, I mean, most of these insurance brokers, if they get 10% or 5%, I mean, I'm not going to go into what it is, but the commissions are very high. And really, there's nobody doing this in America. Everyone is on their own when it comes to travel insurance. And when you come to us, we have a WhatsApp that's monitored 24 hours a day. Our team will help you, can reach out at any time. And so we add, which is the key to business, we add tremendous value. Okay. And that was how it started. We were trying to think like, this didn't happen overnight. This was a process of helping my own clients and saying, you know what, I can actually help them get paid. I can call the CEO of these companies and then go to all the other tour companies in my niche. Say, you guys are in the same boat. You need help. Send their people to us. We'll kick you back. And then we just started growing and growing. We have hundreds of tour operators, travel agents. We have thousands of clients. And so it's really a fantastic business. And you know, the fact is that there's no reason ever not to use us. We have a competitive advantage over every travel insurance company, and they're all billion-dollar companies. So the sky's the limit, really. I mean, there's a tremendous opportunity here.
Yeah, I love that. And so is this something that, so you've been growing this for a while. It sounds like you've got, you know, your footprint is established. You're competing with some of the more established companies. So how does...
We don't compete with any company. We don't compete with them. Meaning you, let's say you want to buy Allianz, for example, or you want to buy AIG, fine. I'll sell you the same policy at the same price. But what benefits do you have to buying it on your own? You're faceless nothing. You know nothing and you are nothing to them. With us, you have tremendous power. So again, we don't compete with these companies. We simply a brokerage on top. And so we have, again, a competitive advantage over all of them. Because would you rather buy, let's say you isolate a policy you think is good for you. Would you rather buy it on your own for the same price, or would you rather buy it with us at the same price? Of course you'd rather buy it with us. We have tremendous power. It's like PayPal over Visa. Okay, use your credit card, but use PayPal because it's an extra form of protection. Why wouldn't you do that, right? It's the same thing.
Yeah, makes sense. And the way that you're describing it now, I'm thinking about if I was buying a home by myself or buying a home with a real estate agent, the price is not going to change. But with a real estate agent, depending on the quality of the real estate agent, obviously, I have more protection. I have more options. I have more information, but it doesn't cost me any more as a buyer to do that. So that analogy makes a lot of sense.
Right. Except that within looking at it from the flip side, which is my side, how many real estate agents are there in America? I don't know, like millions.
Yeah.
How many life insurance salesmen are there? Millions. How many car insurance salesmen are there? Millions. How many travel insurance brokerages are there? Zero. Well, one now, one. And so that's the crazy thing. Why is this opportunity available? It's unbelievable. I was sitting there, I was like, wow, this is wild. Nobody's doing this. And so again, I'm happy no one is, but the opportunity is tremendous and we're growing so fast, you know, and once anyone knows about us, they always use us. And so really that's just, you know, our game is just kind of getting out there. But I love to come on business shows because as a business, again, it fell in my lap through COVID. I always prayed during COVID that I would come out of it somehow stronger. I didn't see it at the time. I mean, it was devastating to my business and my family. We didn't make money for 3 years, okay? From start to finish, literally, I didn't make any. All my savings were gone. So, I mean, that was a very, obviously, a tremendously terrible road. But I really was hoping that we would come out of it with something. And it's a big blessing that we have. But the fact is, yeah, I mean, we saw the opportunity and went for it. And that's kind of what we're talking about, you know?
Yeah, it's exciting, man. And so going back into the entrepreneurial vision for this, what are some of the things? Obviously, you saw an opportunity, you saw a gap in the market, and you started to fill that gap. And so now that you're growing this company, what are some of the things that you're learning on the way back up? Obviously, you had a successful business. Now you're growing another one. What are some things now that you're doing it a second time that stand out to you? Maybe you didn't notice the first time.
Well, I think what's helping a lot, because I did learn a lot from my first business. I've always been an entrepreneur. I've never had, quote unquote, like a real job before, right? So I've always worked, you know, I've always started my own companies and things like that. And what I did learn and what made me jump into this and what was much harder with my first business is competitive advantage, okay? You must, as a business owner, if you're an entrepreneur, you must have a competitive advantage. And I think it gets lost in translation. So many people are like, well, I want to start a pizza shop or I want to start this business or that. But it's like, what is that? Why? Why is anyone going to buy your pizza as opposed to anyone else's? Why is that? You know, and a lot of times that question is not answered. You would be surprised how many business owners, you know, you probably know the statistics better than me. What is it? 90% of new businesses fail in the first 3 years or something like that. Not strictly, probably because in a big part, there's no competitive advantage. My cousin came to me and he said he wanted to buy a Turkish towel business. And he looked at the numbers and it looked great and all this kind of stuff. And once we delved into the numbers, we saw that they weren't so great as they seemed. But I already knew they weren't great as they seemed because I said to him, what's the competitive advantage? Why would anyone buy your Turkish towel as opposed to any other Turkish towel? And when they couldn't answer that question, I said, you must stay away from this business. And so to answer your question, I mean, that's what makes this road so much easier is because once you have that part figured out, a lot of the problems are solved. Yes, everyone has to market and everyone has to grow and everyone has to hire and there's all the same, you know, issues and problems that come with that. But when you have your competitive advantage clear, your road is now made so much easier. So I'd say to any entrepreneur listening, if you're starting, you're trying to find a new business, you must be harsh on yourself to answer that question. Don't lie to yourself. No one's buying because you're a great guy. And no one cares about that, right? It's really about, are you offering something that has a competitive advantage? Okay, that's where I look at it from.
Makes a lot of sense. And so tell us, who is a great fit for Travel Defend, and where can we go to learn more about it?
Well, I would say anyone traveling on a trip that needs travel insurance, you know, obviously that's, you know, just give us a call, 1-800-578-2871. Again, it's 1-800-578-2871. That's where we do most of the heavy lifting of our business really is over the phone. You certainly can purchase online as well at traveldefend.com. And but really easy to reach us. We have a whole team standing by ready to help anyone who needs travel insurance.
Excellent. Love that. Well, hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much for our guest, Ben Camille, for joining us and sharing some wisdom about how he gets stuff done and how you can protect yourself on your next vacation or your next travel. For those of you who want to learn more and understand what Travel Defend is and see if it's a good fit for you, you can go to traveldefend.com. Now, whether you're on your morning commute in the gym or somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT literally, and show me what you do while you're in the do zone. So, hey, that's it. That's what we got. Enjoy. Let's get to work.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factor1.io. Once again, that's factor1.io. We'll see you next time.